We are now going to start our last group of organisms in this lecture series, and it is going to be on medical virology. Let's talk a little bit first off about viral structure. The very first part of this lecture, we told you that viruses have either DNA or RNA. They do not have both. So the viral genome is composed of DNA, or it's composed of RNA. Covering that viral genome will be a protein coat. This is called a capsid, C-A-P-S-I-D. And that protein coat may consist of several different repeating units. Those repeating units are called capsomeres. Some viruses may have 252 capsomeres, 162 capsomeres. The specifics of that you do not need to know. But if the virus only has the genome and the protein coat, that is called a naked virus. There's only two parts to that virus. Some viruses are more complex. They not only have the genome and the structural protein, but they also have an outer covering, and that particular virus is an envelope virus. So there's two major structural types of viruses. There is a naked virus, and there is an envelope virus. You will see on this picture, this RNA has a little star by it. That is very, very important, and this terminology is on the figure 5.1 at the bottom of the page. Now you understand that there are DNA viruses and there are RNA viruses. There are actually two types of RNA viruses. An RNA virus that is termed a positive sense RNA virus means that when that genome enters the cell, it can hook up immediately to the ribosome and it can start synthesizing viral protein if it is positive sense. The reason this star is there is because RNA viruses all are not positive sense. Some of them are negative sense. If they are negative sense RNA viruses, that means they are complementary to messenger RNA. They cannot be used as messenger RNA. They actually require bringing into the cell that they're infecting an enzyme called an RNA-dependent RNA polymerase in order to convert this to a negative strand to a positive strand, from a negative strand to a positive strand. And then the positive strand can hook up to the ribosome and start making protein. We want to take a lot of time on viruses today because the board considers those very important, and we want to make sure that we understand. Number one, there are DNA viruses. Number two, there are RNA viruses that are positive sense. That means they can hook directly to the ribosome and start making viral protein. Number three, there are negative sense RNA viruses. That means that piece of RNA has to bring in with it an RNA-dependent RNA polymerase so it can be converted from negative strand to positive stranded RNA. Here is a picture of a naked virus. You can see that it has no envelope on the outside. All there is just genome and capsid. On figure 5-3, you will see some of this discussion that we just finished. Here is a naked virus. Here is the genome, and here is the capsid covering. This particular virus is cubic shaped or icosahedral. A lot of viruses that we're going to talk about will be this shape. The other shape that viruses can assume are helical. So you have two major virus shapes. You have cubic and you have helical. Now remember, these are considered naked viruses because they have no envelope. At the bottom of this figure, you will see that this is a cubic virus. Here is the genome of the virus, and it has an envelope covering. Here is a helical capsid with the genome, and it has an envelope covering. So you will need to know which viruses and what type of structure they have as we go through the discussion on these organisms. Again, here is a naked virus, and here is an enveloped virus. You'll see this envelope on the outside of that particular virus. This is a good example of an adenovirus. This is a good example of a herpes virus. No matter what microbiology course you have, you probably had a great deal of information given to you on the bacteria. You may or may not have had a lot of information given to you on viruses. Some microbiologists are not good virologists. They know their bacteria, but they do not teach a lot of virology. This is very, very important for the boards, so I want to make sure that we go through and we have a lot of time on this material to make sure that you absorb this material. The first group of viruses that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the DNA viruses. And you know what I want you to do first of all is I want you to mark through pox virus. We haven't had any pox virus in the world since 1968. I think that was the last case. So there is no longer any pox virus except being stored by two of the great nations of the world. So as far as discussions of this as a disease, we're going to get rid of this. We don't want this. But I'll tell you what I want you to put in place of this picture in your notes. I want you to draw another virus that looks very similar to this. Make it a cubic shape and make it have an envelope on it. And just draw it right over here in place of this virus. And I want you to put hepatitis B. Hepatitis B. Okay, now we are now going to talk about the DNA viruses first. After we finish this chart, I want you to keep this chart handy where you can keep turning back to it. Because we will come back and we are going to go through each one of these virus groups and discuss the viruses that are in these groups. So we're going to have five groups of viruses that are DNA viruses. The parvovirus group, the papovirus group, the adenovirus group, the herpes virus group, and hepatitis B. Again, get rid of this pox virus and draw you a cubic virus that has an envelope that looks very similar to herpes, except label it hepatitis B. This particular virus right here is parvovirus. This virus also, if you want to label it, is called B19. The disease that it causes is called FIFT disease. And we will do the details of each one of these diseases later. But the more you get this in your notes, the more times you have it. I love repetition. This is called the papovirus. This is the different groups of warts viruses, and we will be talking about those in more detail. These are the adenoviruses. You can see that it has cubic symmetry. Here is the herpes virus. What all is in the herpes viruses? Herpes 1, herpes 2, Epstein-Barr virus, CMV virus, and varicella. I'm going to repeat that. If you want to write this down now, you don't have to, because later on you will have this in your notes again. Herpes 1, herpes 2, CMV virus, Epstein-Barr virus, and varicella, chickenpox virus. Now you look at this and you'll say, Dr. Dunn, I never will be able to learn all of this. It actually is very easy. It looks difficult right at first. What you want to do is you don't want to look at the whole forest. Do not look at the whole forest. Look at the individual trees. Tell me what shape that is. It's cubic. This is cubic. This is cubic. This is cubic. And hepatitis B is cubic. From what I said just then, you understand that you can now start making a characteristic list of DNA viruses. All DNA viruses are cubic symmetry. So you can see that. Okay? Now let's make this as simple as we can. Let's build a foundation of these viruses. What viruses do you think are going to be the most likely viruses that are asked on the board? Number one is HIV. Number two is herpes. There's herpes right there. Number three is hepatitis. That is the three organisms that you need to know best: HIV, herpes virus group, and hepatitis. Here's hepatitis B we had you draw. Now I want you to understand that DNA viruses, there are two DNA viruses that have envelopes. And it's two out of those three that you need to know. You need to know herpes and you need to know hepatitis B, and they happen to be enveloped DNA viruses. This picorna virus did not show up very good, but on your slide you will be able to see this on your figure 5-4. It is a very, very small cubic virus. This is the reovirus or the rotavirus group. This causes diarrhea. I also want you to draw one more. I want you to draw one more cubic virus. Just draw it right here in your notes. And I want you to label that virus the calcivirus, C-A-L-C-I-V-I-R-U-S, calcivirus. So you've got this little picorna virus that's cubic, this reovirus that's cubic, and this calcivirus that's cubic. You'll notice that most RNA viruses are envelope viruses. There are three groups that are not: the picorna, the reo, or the rotavirus group, and the calcivirus group are not enveloped. Let's look at these two virus groups. Again, we don't want to learn all of the forest at one time. We'll be coming back to each one of these groups. That's why I suggest that you keep figure 5-4 handy as we go through these different groups of viruses. The flavivirus and the togavirus are cubic viruses, but they are enveloped. I want you to draw a line right here. You should have a line right here. And I want you to understand that everything on the left side of that line means the virus is helical shaped. Everything on the left side of this line means that the virus is enveloped shaped. So now we've got a set of viruses. We have told you that there are three groups that are cubic, non-enveloped. There are two that are cubic, enveloped. And the rest of the RNA viruses are helical and enveloped. So what can we say for sure about RNA viruses? You want to start working on your set of notes for RNA viruses. One thing you can say is all helical viruses are RNA viruses. All helical viruses are enveloped viruses. Now again, I want you to keep figure 5-4 right in front of you in your notes, so as we go back and forth through these different organisms, we can refer. There's one other thing that you might want to put just right over here. I want you to put positive sense RNA viruses, just over in this area right here. Over in this area right over here, I want you to put negative sense RNA viruses. Now, as we talked about before, if it is a positive sense RNA virus, that means that the genome of these organisms can enter the cell and immediately bind to the ribosome and start making protein. If this is negative sense, that means that it had to bring into the cell with it an RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, and it goes from a negative strand to a positive strand. Then that positive strand can bind to the ribosome and start making protein. We will continue on with our study of viruses. Again, please keep figure 5-4 handy.